All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Boo 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 Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. How everybody feeling?
Good, man.
Chilling.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Everybody good?
I'm out the house.
Yes, sir.
I mean, kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah, we
just getting active.
But you know how we start this show? We start the show by introducing everybody in the room. So I'm your humble host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor, aka the Struggle Bear, aka I just forgot all of them.
Damn.
I just had it.
And then damn. I mean, you took some time to figure it out too.
Yeah, and I just forgot them. Damn. All right, we're gonna keep it moving.
Fucked it up already.
I know. God damn. All right, then we got More About Nathan, aka
the Nate Gatsby,
aka
World Dominathan,
aka
the Bougie Cousin.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bad and bougie.
I mean, you know, I don't know about all that, but yeah, definitely bougie.
All right, next up we got Average Jimmy, aka
feeling good, feeling great,
aka
it's bike season almost,
aka
Niecy.
Why?
Because my knees fucked.
Oh shit! So are y'all going to Myrtle Beach or are y'all just?
Well,
going?
They pushed it back this year to September, but I was talking to my uncle last night and he just canceled. He was taking my bike up, so I'm going next year.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. We got to tell that story one day, a grown man.
What, the Myrtle Beach?
Oh, Myrtle Beach story. The struggle. That was the struggle vacay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was, wow.
Wow.
Speaking of grown man, we got him coming up next. We got grown man, a.k.a.
the overweight lover.
A.k.a.
Big Daddy.
A.k.a.
the husky one.
Oh.
Oh, husky one.
Damn. I forgot mine. That's all good, though. Mm-hmm. You know how we start this show? We start the show off with a shot. Look at them shots up.
Hey, yo.
Yes, sir.
Of course, I'm going to say it because I got something new, but we don't be saying what we're drinking no more.
Well, interesting that you said that because I'm drinking a little something special tonight. I feel a little fancy.
Okay.
Ooh, speaking of fancy, I got this...
Old fashioned. Yeah. He hesitated for a second. I was like,
and that came from the best bartender in town, or at least in this house.
Yep. Yeah, hey, we're not gonna doubt you on that.
Yeah, I'm making old fashioned, but today I'm drinking some little wine. I'm drinking wine tonight.
But
hey, yo, do you like shuffle around the glass and see the legs?
Yeah, and I smell it.
That's right.
You know, gotta do all that good stuff. But this is actually chocolate wine.
Chocolate wine.
And I would share, but this is it. That's why I drank it, because I was like, I got to get rid of this bottle.
Oh, chocolate yeah, before
wine.
I go back.
Chocolate wine. So dessert wine for y'all peasants.
The bougie cousin is hip to the dessert wine.
I know, you got it.
Yeah, you got to rinse your palate, I understand.
Mm-hmm, you know. But yeah, that's what I'm drinking.
I'm a little cultured.
Grown man, you still the Bacardi man?
Well, apparently I'm...
Oh, no, you're not a Bacardi man.
Yeah, not tonight. Yeah, I ran out of Bacardi, so I had to get... a little bit of whiskey.
And you drinking that straight.
Yeah, a little. So, I put a little Coke in there, just a little bit.
Okay.
A little splash.
Mm-hmm. That's what...
check my sugar in the morning.
That's what I always said that my mother would do. One time, I smelled her drink and I got drunk. And I swear, like, she was like, let me put some Coke in there. And I feel like she just dip her finger in the Coke and go, split.
Split out. That's how I got to be, yo. Especially, like, you drinking Paul Masson or E&J, yo. Even though God bless me for drinking E&J. Mm-hmm. But not the regular E&J. Fuck no, I could never drink that shit no more. But E&J VSOP, that's pretty solid. That's on my non-pay week.
The what?
The E&J VSOP.
The blue bottle. What's... On your payday, how
that's
much
no,
is
that's
it?
Not
on,
that's
he's
on
the
non-pay
week. On the off
I'm like, how much is the VSOP?
Shit, you get a gallon,
$20.
Yeah. You get a whole gallon for like $20 and shit.
Yeah, that's some very special stuff right there, I'll tell you that. But yeah, man, but how's everybody,
easy Jesus.
Everybody doing? Everybody good?
Good.
So the new thing with the corona this week is that everybody got to wear a mask now, right?
Yeah.
Everybody been wearing that mask?
No.
Sure.
Nobody.
But I mean, I haven't gone anywhere, though.
I wore mine today when I went to Total Wine because they wouldn't let me in without it.
Yeah, okay. I wore mine today.
That's the rule actually is that you get when you go into businesses, you're supposed to wear.
Oh yeah,
it ain't. Yeah, like the vet called me because my dog got an appointment tomorrow, and they was like, we come out to get them, we don't let you in, and we want to let you know we strictly enforcing the mask, or we won't serve you. I said, all right, well, let me ask you this: y'all coming to get my dog from my car? I don't gotta wear a mask in my car, only in public
right.
places. So, are you gonna not take them?
So what did he say?
She's like, well, it's mandatory you wear a mask. I said, all right, so I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
And if they don't take them, they lose my business. Because how you going to tell me to wear a mask in my...
It's not the rule.
I hate when I see people wearing masks in their car, to be honest. Yeah, you're by yourself. You're like... Right.
Like, who are you protecting yourself from? Yourself?
If you got to protect yourself from yourself,
You put the air on, like, you got a filter in the car. Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do, is filter out the bad shit.
But I do get the groomers. I mean, they are trying to protect themselves.
They are. But... I'm not coming in there established.
Yeah, but you. Yeah,
but they don't know what you got. Right. So
true. Yeah, they don't.
So would they want to put a mask on my dog too?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
that was my next follow-up question.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of dogs that I heard got coronavirus.
Yeah. Yep.
How you gonna put a mask on a dog?
I don't know.
I guess you got a muzzle and then put some like aluminum foil around it. Well, you
got
to put like an aluminum foil around it or something.
That's why I'm having a pet.
Yeah, because that nose and that mouth in there.
Yeah, it's a whole lot to go through all of that for basically nothing.
Well, I guess that's going to be a 2B continue, so you can let us know how that worked next week. If your dog going to be hairy or it's going to be got a nice shape up. But my struggle with the mask is that I've been wearing glasses since this whole pandemic. Like, I haven't even put the contacts in. And my glasses get foggy, man. I be wiping them like windshield wipers, and I can't figure it out. I cannot figure it out, and it's hard. I just don't get it. I don't know how they do it. But that's been my struggle, man. I am super over this whole quarantine now.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Like, super over.
Yeah, I think I've reached my maximum point.
I washed my car at least 16 times since this whole thing started. Yeah. I see a speck of pollen on my car. I'm like, you know what? Let me just wash it. Mm-hmm. Just wash the whole thing.
Yeah, I got bird shit on the side of my car. The inside needed a vacuum, like, desperately.
This is the time to do it. This is the perfect time. You got nothing else to do. Oh, you don't got no water hose, though.
Yeah, so I got to take my shit off the premises.
You come here, I charge you.
It's kind of far.
For a car wash?
With nothing to do.
What else you doing, though? What else are you doing?
Yeah, I may put in my parents' driveway or something tomorrow or some shit. It's supposed to rain tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's supposed to rain. But you know what? And I've been knowing it's going to rain later, and I've still been washing.
It'd be like that. Like, literally, like, yo, like I said, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, so I done walked all three rooms in my shit like 19,000 times already. So I just pick a room.
Notice anything different? Like, oh, I ain't know.
Yeah, like, crack was there. Like, yeah, but the floor is now. Maybe I need to go ahead and dust right there.
Yo, I noticed a whole new part of my neighborhood that I've never seen before. I'm so serious because I always drive it, so it's like, you know how it is when you walk in somewhere or running. Because I've been trying to like just run around the block. I found all these nice houses around here. I'm like, shit, I might need to move.
Right.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Shit, I've been seeing people I never seen before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got a lot of white people living in my development.
That's the same thing I was just saying. A lot of white people I've been seeing with different dogs and shit.
That's how you see them, because they all got fucking dogs.
They all got walked their
dog. Then I had a white couple one day. I think they just got married, because the shorty still had a wedding dress on. They walking up and down the street. I said,
with
how?
That wedding?
What? Yeah, she had her wedding dress. I have the picture.
Oh, no.
She had a wedding dress on. And
he was on the drunk words page.
And he's in the tux, and she's in her dress. And they were walking like...
They came from the courthouse.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of shit is this?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I still got it. I got it.
That's interesting. But other than that, then they've been protesting, right? They're trying to open us back up. Yeah.
But yo, y'all see that video?
They was too opening soon. Barbers and shit to essential personnel. But, like, some of the stipulation is there's only one at a time, and the person have to have a letter from their job stating that they have to meet some type of grooming standard.
Who's barber kiss?
Nobody.
Not a one. Apparently, they're going to be coming to crack down on them. And they got to take each customer's information down.
Niggas going to have bootleg letters.
Some of them, if someone gets into a situation where they expose or...
They got to call their reliability.
They got to call everybody, yeah. Mm-hmm. But my job says I had to be neat, shaved,
mine too,
groomed at all times. So I can technically... Falling in this thing. So, while I'm on the topic real quick, because y'all ain't getting to me, I'm drinking Hickory Hill Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, and I learned a difference that is a straight bourbon and all other types.
What's
of
the
bourbon.
Proof on that?
This is
probably 45%.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, not 90 proof.
Yeah, 90 proof.
Fun fact that I learned today, I got a lot of knowledge today. Bourbon only could be named bourbon if it's from Kentucky. If it's not from Kentucky, you can follow them down to the T with the barrels they use, whatever, and make it just how they make it, but you cannot name it bourbon. And another
So what would it be called if it's not bourbon? Whiskey?
Whiskey, whatever. But
that's a dope fact.
Another fun fact, and I try to look it up. I can't remember. I will get it for y'all, though. Crown Apple named one of their drinks a bourbon before and got sued. And all their profits that they got from it, they had to give to the Kentucky legislative branch of fucking bourbon. I don't know.
It's a lot of drunk motherfuckers in Kentucky.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a fun fact. If it's strictly from Kentucky, is a bourbon. Anything got bourbon from it is made in a distillery in Kentucky.
It's a dope fact. Dope fact. Have anybody ever met anybody from Kentucky?
Yes, I did.
Has anybody ever met anybody from like that or haven't met somebody from a certain state? Like,
yes, I know where you're going with this.
Like, for instance, now I know somebody, but Maine. Maine is a state that you rarely hear anybody leave from. And I'm
Washington.
Like,
and I don't know why, because this is a depressing fucking state.
Well, Maine, I feel like Maine would be the best place in the world because no one leaves there. Mm-hmm. Gotta be people up that bitch. Yeah. But people never leave. I don't meet anybody from Maine. And, like, same thing with the Dakotas. I never met anybody from Dakotas either.
Well, it's mostly transports going to Dakotas anyways.
Transports, what do you mean by transports?
Meaning, like, it's some reason that they're going there. Like, you know, my brother's in Dakota right now. He's in North Dakota. But he's in North Dakota because he's in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Because that's where one of the bases is. But I feel like that's what it is.
Nebraska, too.
Exactly. It's like,
where the nukes are.
A lot of those places, they're going there with a specific purpose. And then they might come back home or they might stay.
But I never met anybody that's from there.
No, me neither. And they say, oh, I'm from North Dakota. Like, what?
Like, dude, they got McDonald's in North Dakota.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I assume. But just you never meet anybody from North Dakota.
Yeah, like, but that's like.
What team do they root for?
I don't know.
I got no clue. I'm gonna ask them.
You ever think about that too? Like states that's not close to any place. That like
you want to know what? While we on the Dakotas, do you know it's still like tons of snow on the ground right there?
Yes.
Like my brother literally told him, he was like, "Yeah, so you know how you niggas is dealing with quarantine? I'm dealing with quarantine, and I got a shovel every fucking day." I'm like, "God damn, okay, I'm sorry."
Well, you know, it snowed in Frostburg the other day, like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But like up in the
snow here.
I got the name. So Crown Royal Blenders Mash.
Oh yeah,
was the bourbon they used? They called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got
and,
that.
And that shit was good.
So it's still the same thing. Like they make it exactly how the bourbon is being made.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
But they cannot use call the it. Name bourbon. Yeah. So what I got from that, what I put together in my head is basically the name bourbon is selling.
Yeah. I think, yeah,
people have bourbon parties. You know what I mean? Like, you've never
been bourbon
to, like,
and whiskey.
Beer bourbon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, barbecue. Beer, barbecue, barbecue.
Yeah, that shit was like,
and another thing y'all should check out if y'all want to. Like, I'm getting into this shit. It's called San Francisco Spirit Competition. And basically, it's like these top guys that's into the whiskey or bourbon. Mm. And they, like, it's like 30 pages long. And it's no pictures. It's just of them rating bourbons and whiskeys or whatever from one to whatever. And, like, you cannot pay for it. Like, when I say pay for it, I mean Quavo is sponsored by Martell. And I say that because someone, when I was mentioning Martell, they was like, oh, Quavo drink. Because he's the face of it.
Yeah, the face of it.
You can't buy this. It's just if you want a good sponsor, like without having the name up there, you want to know what's a good bourbon or whiskey, read up on the San Francisco Spirit Competition. Read up on that and you'll get a good drink, especially if you're a cigar smoker.
Well, and so speaking of that, so let's do this right now. Let's put it right in the books. Let's have a bourbon day where we all bring up different bourbon and we do a taste test live for our listeners.
We can do
that.
All right, yeah.
We can do that.
But yeah, man, so but yeah, and speaking of distilleries, New Line Spirits, if you guys, it's a Baltimore-based brewing company that make New Line whiskey and things like that. I think it's a whiskey or rum. I can't think of what it is. But now they're making hand sanitizer, like by the buckets. Like, it's huge. Mm. Like, they're making shits all over the place. I seen that on the news today. I've been there a couple times. And I'm going to be okay to shout them out on the pod because I fucks with them. They got a good little scenery there. So, if you want to check out New Line Spirits, check out their, I can't remember what it is. If it's,
you know,
whiskey,
we got slide down the joint off of Washington Boulevard, too. Was that? I think that's Sycamore now.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff over there.
It's like
a
whole
one close to here, Janie Street.
Is that the Charm City? The
no,
the money maker honey stuff
is a name. I just seen it. They sell it in Total Wines too. It is called. Sorry. Hold up. Go, y'all. Keep talking.
We gotta definitely. Yeah, we do that. You know, once stuff start opening back up, that's the key.
When stuff start opening back up, it's gonna be a problem.
O-Line, yeah, I've heard of that.
The distillery is down in Janey Street, like in Highlandtown.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. O-Line Spirits.
So we should try that. And like he was telling me the whole experience of it.
I've been there.
It's a good experience.
It's definitely a good time.
Also, it's a vineyard somewhere, like up near Deep Creek. You can actually make your own bottled wine.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking
about. It's a process. You gotta make it in 8 weeks later to come back to bottle it and see how it aged.
Well, I'm hearing about a whole bunch of trips we about to take.
We got this summer. We're gonna need to be out these houses, so we'll go ahead and set that up.
I'm putting this out there now. I'm trying to be outside every day as soon as they open it back up.
Another thing I learned today, y'all might have known, Drake has a whiskey.
Yes, he does.
It's called Virginia Black.
No, it's not upstairs.
Yeah.
And I heard it was trash.
Grown man, you had some, and it is.
It's a perfect example of marketing.
Yeah, you had it. You had it at
It's a catchy
Wings and Whiskey
looking bottle, Drake sponsors it. So you want to try because of that, and they don't give a fuck if you like it or not. They got your
money, yeah.
Well,
same thing with
last
like Ciroc.
Thing before we move on. Yeah, Ciroc, that's what I'm saying. It's made what with cheap grapes.
Yeah,
it's made with cheap grapes.
I knew he was gonna go ahead.
We used to buy that shit by the case. We used to buy
Diddy owed some money.
We didn't
realize that shit was just not quality.
It wasn't at all. Yo, we used to punish that shit. Like remember, we used to put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. We take it all like pour it down chicks' throats at the parties and shit.
It was bad. It was bad. But yeah, we used to be Ciroc boys until our refund checks ran out. So let's go more.
And how y'all
this week
put them 21 bottles of liquor on me to y'all parents and shit.
Hey.
Hey, y'all parents believe I'm a raging alcoholic.
You
got to
take one for the team sometime. Yeah. You got to take one for the team. You the alcoholic of the group. The Bulls, The Last Dance dropped week, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Which was definitely something that was very anticipated. I was waiting for this for almost a year now, right? Mm-hmm. When it came out, I was like, oh, I was super hyped. And they premiered this week, and it was, I think, pretty much amazing.
Yeah.
For the first two episodes. So they dropped two episodes about the Bulls' last championship run. It was definitely something that gave you some insight that you never had before. How the team reacted, how things. And I didn't even realize how many characters was on that damn team.
Yes.
Like, you got to think about this, right? MJ, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they was all on one team.
Right.
Totally different personalities.
And we didn't get to the coaching staff or management
Phil
yet. Like,
Jackson.
Come on now.
Right. I said, wow. I said, I didn't even think about how they could. And they was champions.
Yeah.
Every single time. So, what did you guys think about it?
Awesome. Like, amazing. I was tuned in. I couldn't even, I had to pee for like 30 minutes. I was like, well, I'm going to just have to wait because I didn't want to miss anything.
I think it's a perfect documentary for someone our age.
Yeah.
Right? Because, again, like, you know, grown man, he probably went to school with MJ. but for us, you know, because we was very young when the championship happened. Right. And we all fans. We all get to see the different things. But we didn't get to really see that feeling that they was having and the type of situation that they were in at that time. Mm-hmm. Right? Understanding the behind the scenes of what was going on with the GM, how they was trying to rebuild and different things like that. And understanding what was going on mentally with them made it like something that I was like, wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Even with the GM there, you see that about the situation with the GM.
Yes.
And how he kind of ruined the whole dynasty of the Bulls.
Did you see the comparison for the GM? I hope I'm the one that's going to tell you about
this. I was like, holy smokes, Batman, the Penguin's at it again.
But did you see who they said that this man really is though, right?
Who?
Do you remember the little short dude off of Space Jam who was like the big, like, bad boss?
But
they said that was a direct connection. That, like, literally, Mike was like, yeah, write that shit in. And when you look at them side by side, it looked like they literally was like, all right, we're going to take direct quotes and everything from this man. And it's crazy.
So what do y'all think about that situation?
Oh, they was flat out disrespectful.
Yeah.
They was who was flat out disrespectful?
Scotty, I mean, Mike, all of them. Yo,
like, they was straight bullying my man.
The nigga would come over and say something. They were like, man, fuck you. And it's like, what? Like, nigga, this the boss, nigga. And they was like, man, fuck you. Like, and literally, Kurt, like, they showed the one clip where, like, I guess they was at practice. And Mike was over there. And he said something to Mike. Mike was like, man, you built like something. You look like something. And everybody was like, oh, shit.
And they just let it fly.
And then he just walked away. Yeah. Like, it was like, yo, but could you, what could you say to Mike, though? Like, how could you, like, reprimand him? Like,
well,
it's Michael Jordan, yo. Like, the nigga was, like, the face of your franchise.
And
yo,
it's all of them, though. Like,
and he carried it that way. Like, they said, nigga, Scotty was on the back of the bus.
Yep.
The GM is in the front of the bus. And nigga, Scotty's like, man, fuck you, you fat motherfucker. Blah, blah. Like, I'm like, dog.
They said they man was belittling him, yo, man, in front of everybody. To the point where they was like, the team right, was look, like, yo, you got jail.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Right, that man, when other people were like, yo,
Scott, you got fall back.
You think about it, though, he had it coming, though.
He
really was trying to break up the team for no fucking reason.
Off of ego.
Well, they was fucking with him a long time.
No, but you think about it, he literally was just trying to, like, put his name in on it. Because he was mad because everybody else was getting the love. Phil was getting love. Mike, of course, was getting love. Everybody on the team, but nobody was mentioning him. He wanted to, like, swing his dick around like, yeah, I'm doing something.
Yeah, so, I get it.
I mean, because honestly, they didn't really have to be broken up then. If they didn't really break up then, they probably could have won at least two more times.
Well, I think they had to because, again, and another thing that came up in the doc was Scottie Pippen's dick. Which was trash.
I had no idea it was that bad.
It was that bad, right?
Yeah. Scotty, they knew. So the thing was, people was telling him, though, from the beginning, like, don't sign that early 90s deal, right? But he did. And then when he signed that shit, it was kind of like, yo, niggas ain't really respect him to move him up. And it was petty. And then you got the new GM that came in. And he came in. He was just like, he was straight business. He didn't give a fuck about Scotty getting his money or nothing like that. So he just kept it moving. And then it was like, yo, they got to pay that nigga, man.
Yeah.
And then he started believing it. Like, yo, they really got to pay me.
I mean, without question, they needed to pay that man.
I mean, that man was, he's on the 50 greatest players of all time list.
Right. And was getting paid like a nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they say, well, he was like 100 and something, 120 something.
122nd out of the league.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Six on his team and 122nd in the league of pay.
Horrible. Horrible. But even
like Steve Kerr was getting more than him. For real. And it's like, what?
One thing I had a question about is that why are all these down south country bumpkins so good at basketball? Who the fuck are they playing with?
I mean, you think
they don't got shit else to do.
I'm about to say, what else are they doing?
But who are they playing?
You think about Mike's story. Literally,
it's
like Mike was like,
it's like 12 people in the town. Yo, it's 12 people in the town, and they the fucking best in the world.
Because, like, think about it, yo. You got endless time. Like, to do nothing. Like,
kind of that country strong.
Right, they already country fucking thoroughbred, built-ass niggas. They ain't got nothing else to do.
I just want to know, how many times did we hear last night that, yeah, I went into my junior year and then I had a growth spurt? Nigga, what? Right. Where was my shit at?
And like, I was thinking, too. I was like, yo, do you got to play sports to get a growth spurt? I was like, you got to run, jump, and hop to get a fucking growth spurt?
Nigga, because said,
I didn't get no fucking growth spurt in my fucking junior year.
Yeah, I think I was done by, like,
I was done by 10th grade.
Yeah, about 11th grade. I think I was pretty much done at that point. But yo, they said the nigga Scotty went to college.
Right.
Came home, went back to school from freshman to sophomore year, gained 6 inches from freshman year to sophomore year.
Yeah, like, make no sense.
Just ridiculous. Like, shit like that. And then it's like, yo. But now he's always been, yeah, he 50 greatest players. I mean, you know, he always could hoop. And, you know, he found his market, but, yo, they trashed that nigga on his contract, though.
Yeah.
Like, his contract was disrespectful. Like, nigga Mike was $33 million. Scotty had, like, $500,000. Some shit like that.
So it was wild. Disrespectful.
So bad. I am so excited to see the rest of it. Yeah, I wish I could just binge it. Like, I'm so upset that they're breaking it up like this. You got to wait a whole nother week to see the next two episodes.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to watch it now. Hey, like, when it was off, I was like, damn. I was like, that's it?
Yeah.
That's all I got?
I was wide awake, too.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's a good, like, yo, and then you still ain't get all the stories yet. And then it's like, because you got Rodman's story coming up.
That's going to be
you
ridiculous.
You got, who else? They kind of told Scotty's story already, but it's more for Scotty coming.
Phil.
You feel Jackson's story coming. I mean,
they told him he couldn't come back.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
Right. Like, how you going with six rings and say, nah.
We can go with somebody else. Like, who? Who you going to go with?
And that's why, like, think about it. And then Phil, because of that situation, you know, he determined when he was going to come back. He said, I'm going to the Lakers only, because I want to coach with Kobe. then the nigga go get some more rings out there.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, 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 crazy. But yeah, man, I'm excited to watch the rest of this stuff. Anybody else got anything with that?
Well, I didn't see it because bike is life, so I was on my bike. And I missed it.
Oh, poor thing.
You catch it, yo.
I'll catch it tomorrow.
But yeah, and then you'll be able to talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Next thing, let's talk about Insecure.
Oh, yeah. Full size nigga.
I don't know how aggressive you want to be about that, sir.
Not only that, but
no,
he
the man,
just, yeah.
Man getting his button pushed.
Yeah, yeah. I just yeah.
Oh, did yeah,
you miss?
I
about to say, did you
I
miss
know,
that?
I didn't peep because yeah. I was like maybe I didn't hear that right.
I know. I heard it and then
yeah, I muted.
That was the pink niggas like.
I've been waiting all show to ask you. So what's up with that?
I muted the TV when he said that.
No, that's your peoples.
I didn't know.
So you came through full size, nigga. What's up?
Yeah, he lost me on that one. I didn't know what the fuck that was about. I think that was just they wrote that in for TV purposes.
When he said, "Yeah, do the thing," I was like, "Oh, she about to do some kinky wild shit." Right. I was like, "Oh, damn, she's about to show out."
Did she ever get there?
She had to reach like
I didn't say that was possible.
Like it was just
did you watch
forever?
No, but my girl was watching it the other day and. It was like an episode where Issa was like hanging out the bed.
That was last night.
Fucked by a fat nigga, and I'm like, "Oh, this must with grown men."
You're not a fan of Insecure?
Well, not that I'm not a fan. I just never watched it, so I'm
you get into it, you'd be hooked.
Yeah,
but I said, "Is she like a whore?" Like she said, "No." I said, "I'm hearing like she fuck a lot of fat niggas." I don't know. You know, if that's what she like, that's
all
cool.
I know. Yeah. That shit is hilarious.
No, yo, good. Like, I'm grateful. Thank you, Issa Rae, for you know. Putting us on the show, you know, we appreciate for all big niggas, you know, we appreciate you.
That was like
you.
A porno, bro.
Yeah, like, yo, you know, I appreciate you because, you know, normal time, you know, they would never put the fat niggas in there short getting no love for real.
Shout out to Issa for getting naked on camera, though. Yeah. I appreciate that. Even though,
What was he saying? I was kind of like doing something else, but. What he said, was he saying?
I can fuck good.
Slap his ass or something?
No, that's not what he
press
said.
Press his button on his ass or something? I don't know.
No, you know.
What did he say?
His finger
he
in the butt?
Said, no, that's exactly what he wanted. He said,
no,
he said
no,
like?
No, he told, no.
He said, push he my booty button.
Yeah.
The fuck else does that mean?
And she literally, like, tapped the side of his ass.
No, that's not what
she did.
She stick a finger in that nigga ass. So we just go pretend like that shit didn't happen? A booty button. A button is the fucking butthole, nigga.
You better pull that shit up, yo. That's not what happened.
She reached all the way around to this nigga crack.
What else was she reaching for? I don't recall that part of the
show. Oh, my God.
Now I got to go back and actually look at it frame by frame and shit.
You going to edit that part out.
Full source, nigga.
Yeah, that's not
booty button ass, nigga.
Yeah, I don't know.
What we need to talk about is fucking Asian dude was putting it down on Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it down.
Yo said, what'd she say? He said something. What did he want? And he's like, oh yeah.
Oh, he said, yeah, I'm gonna eat my cake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, eat the cake.
You can have all the cake. Damn, shout out to the Asian niggas out there, man.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I mean, I think, yo, you see at the end, she's talking about she had to let a full size nigga go.
Yeah.
Which, oh, I'm sorry, they call him TSA Bay. That's what they refer to him as. She had to let him go because the nigga had. Two kids already,
and one
kid
on the way.
Is she a nympho or some shit?
Nah, she just likes to have regular dick. Honestly, that's really what it is.
I mean, she was in a long-term relationship for a long time, and now she's just living her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In 2020.
Yeah, like the nigga TSA, he you know, he came through with the Hennessy and the weed that he confiscated at the airport. gave it to him and shit.
Do
y'all think they really be doing that shit?
What?
With the TSA nigga?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure somebody's confiscated.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Somebody just stole something.
I think so.
Because if you notice, if you've been to the airport, it ain't a lot of black TSA agents no more.
Mm. Well.
Just think about it.
All right. Well, this the first two episodes has not, you know, been something that,
Well, what y'all think about the character, though? Like, what do y'all think about Molly's character, like, so far?
So, well, Molly's character?
We have to have a whole... We do need to have, like, an Insecure episode.
Yeah. What do y'all think about so far?
Molly, I'd be rooting for, but she really, like, sets herself up for failure.
I think so, too.
That's completely what happens. Like, she has all her shit together, mm-hmm. but...
On paper.
On paper. But when it's actually come time to be in a a possible relationship or see somebody that's actually worth something, she'd be like, I'm going to find some random ass thing wrong with this nigga.
I think she's self-sabotaged.
Yes.
Well, and it's not even self-sabotage. I think it's that, like I said, she's so successful that, she puts herself on the pedestal and she feels like, because I'm here, that my life, like she already pictures everything in her mind. So if it doesn't match up exactly what she sees and what she thinks would be okay, you know, publicly. Right. So because she wants people, other people to view her the same way.
Correct.
So she cares a lot about other people rather than what she actually feels.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't meet her requirements, then she's going to have something wrong.
Yeah.
So
they got the perfect person to play her too, because you know she was a virgin in real life, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is that real?
Yeah, she said it multiple times on her Instagram and shit.
The girl who plays Molly. Oh.
Yeah,
she got to be 30 plus though. So
yeah, she's like So she said it on her Instagram too. Like,
you think she really still?
I don't know about Hollywood. Like, I'm sure somebody was trying to put in the time, effort, all of that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. At an older age, I think if you're a virgin, it's not a lot of temptation because you don't know what you're missing. Like, if you go celibate or absent, it's harder because you know. But if you don't know, is it really a peer pressure about it?
I don't know. I still feel like you get that urge, though.
Well, and I get that, too. But now, I mean, she's freaking famous. And people always going to see her as a dom. So everybody going to be dropping in them DMs. So people that she's attracted to, too, going to be dropping in them DMs. So
she's going to be tempting her that damn, new so. Temptation.
Would y'all like a virgin?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Not at my age.
Not at this age, no. And it's nothing wrong with it. I respect it. That's what you want, but it's not for me.
Well, it depends. I mean, if... nah.
It depends on what the goal is, really. But
I mean... I don't really care about the whole, like, you got to be a virgin and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't care about that. But I don't think I could wait.
Right.
That's
look, we coming up with a whole bunch of episode ideas right now.
That's true. Nah, it's not for me, though. I know it's not for me at this point in life.
Yeah. But yeah, man. But Insecure been pretty good, so I'm excited about this season. I wish the episode was a little bit longer though.
Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is. Shout out to 30-minute
episodes, right?
30 minutes. Like, yeah. You can knock that shit out in like
you can watch a whole
2 days.
Yeah, the whole season and like. But yeah, she went on her Instagram and on her Twitter the other day and said that she's like, yo, it's not changing. We're not going to an hour. Stop asking because it's not going to happen.
Okay. All right, I got a question for y'all. So someone just posted a meme of Scottie Pippen. It says, "I'm not going to fuck my summer up, Pippen."
What's
you're not going to do what?
I'm not going to fuck my summer up. So in the episode, because he was dealing with contract issues
and
that he had an injury, the last championship, the last playoffs, and he needed surgery. So he could have had surgery right after the season was over and been good to go probably really early in the season next season. However, he waited and got the surgery during the season. So he missed pretty much the first, the whole pretty much October, November, December, January of the season, which was kind of fucked up. He didn't have to. And he's like, I could have got it, but I didn't want to fuck my summer.
That's literally what he said.
He's like, man, fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, they want me out here, and I want to get out.
Honestly, as bad as it is, I agree with him.
Yeah.
Hey, like, they didn't fucking pay him.
Do y'all think now, because, of what happened, how they may have learned, do you think in a contract it states if you're injured, you get injured and you need surgery, you have to get it ASAP to get back?
I'm sure there's some type of
as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably some sort of thing that's written in there now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it's the 90s. Like NBA was up there at the point,
and that was like the time it was really taking off.
Yeah,
too. Like they was becoming like world superstars.
Yeah, because this is when like the TV deals was kicking in and the contracts and shit was going up. So yeah, it was around that time. So. But now, absolutely, I believe that now they got all types of stipulations and shit in your contract and pay for performance and all that shit too. So.
Oh, well, yeah, they got. Shit. I mean, because one thing in the documentary was saying that when Jordan was hurt, that he went back to college, and then he started playing 5-on-5 and stuff when he was already injured. And that was a good. And today's contracts, they say if you play anything,
nigga, that's a void. That could be automatic void of the contract.
Yeah. Fuck that. You're not getting paid.
Because
said he went back.
Protect my investment.
His injured leg.
Came back stronger.
And his other leg was.
That's some Jordan shit.
Yeah, so they was like, what the fuck? Like, how did you pull? He's like, oh, nigga, I was hooping every day. And they like, what? You left us and went and hooped? And he was like, yeah, I was just hooping every day to get back.
Yeah, I didn't know, speaking of that, it crossed my mind. I didn't know Kyler Murray was nice at baseball. Because something that it was like, oh, that's bullshit. They won't let you play both sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's originally what he was going to do. Well, he got drafted and everything to play baseball.
Because mm-hmm. you know, in baseball, they can draft you right out of high school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't have to wait until you go to college.
I mean, money-wise, he must love the sport of football because money-wise.
I think eventually he'll probably do both.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Russell Wilson was another one that
mm-hmm. Yeah, Russell Wilson was baseball. Shit, there's a couple other people, and some people actually went to baseball instead of doing football. Yeah. And, like, that's what they were talking about, too. Like,
the tight end we just got rid of, he was a baseball
player. Yeah, he played baseball, too. Yeah. And a lot of people, like, that's what they were saying. Like, should you allow your athletes to play more than one sport? I said, absolutely. But some coaches don't believe in that.
I mean, shit, the ones that they paying, I wouldn't want them to play anything else.
Well, no, I'm talking about. It could be a new window. Don't pay them as much because they're going to be getting paid from another sport anyway.
Well, not even on a professional level. Like, even back to high school. Like, should you allow your athletes to play more than one sport?
Oh, say yes. In high school? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Cause
high
you need
school,
to,
yeah. But mm-hmm. college, maybe. That's when it gets a little
bit
more.
Yeah, you need to figure out how you going to get a scholarship any way you may can.
And even with that, but I say, like, you know, conditioning.
Yeah.
Like, you play football in the fall, basketball in the spring. I knew some people that played all year round. And basically,
school, I mean, your coach is going to expect you to play all year round.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
No, some programs don't want you to.
But they want you to do something.
If you want you to do something. If you, like, a star player at some places, it depends on the coach, too. They don't want you to play nothing else. Like, you don't fucking go to basketball season.
Right. You're a football player. Injured for the shit that matters.
Yeah. That's another topic, too. Because, I mean, speaking of, I'm a coach. And I'm the same way. I mean, my players that's not really well, that not really that good, you're going to play something. You're going to do something. You're going to learn, you know, because every sport is going to teach you a little bit gonna that's going to get you better on
some
another
new
thing.
Type of skills.
You get your feet work better. You know, you're going to get a little bit of little fundamentals, all that good stuff. And I'll teach you the stuff when in season, what you need to know. But you need to stay conditioned. You need to stay active. You need to be athletic. But my star players, come on, you really want to play that?
Like, you horrible,
you want to play volleyball?
Like, that don't even look fun.
Like, I got this league coming up. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's some real stuff, though. But yeah, Jordan is a whole nother breed. But let's get into Average Jimmy segment, man. Let's tell him why you mad, Jimmy. Jimmy. What we got?
I'm mad that I can't go into a store without a mask now, man. Like, you in there, you can't get people real facial expressions and all that, right? And I understand the safety shit, but these motherfuckers asked me for my ID and told me to pull my mask down. What's the point of wearing it if it's your head in it? If I got to pull it down so you can see if I am who I am on my ID.
Well, so I had a couple situations because I've been around. Just a little bit out, and I had two situations where I was just like, this is stupid. Number one, I couldn't hear somebody when they were talking to me with that mask on, and the social distancing went out
Sorry,
the window.
I can't hear you, my mask on.
No, I mean, the social distancing went out the window because I was like, excuse me, I got closer, excuse me, right? What you say? And I had to get really close to him to hear him because he had the mask on. But and then two, I was in a supermarket and niggas not wearing that mask correctly. They got their nose out. They got their nose out. I'm like, that don't even make no sense no more. Like, I was like, yo.
I literally watched a nigga do that, like, today. And I went to the market today. The dude has his mask down by his chin. And he's rubbing his face with the gloves on, talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the same time. I'm like,
Nathan.
I just was like, yo, you just defeated the entire purpose of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point.
Another reason why I'm mad. This really shows that us black people really just don't like to follow fucking rules.
Yeah.
Because for which I thought I would never see ever in life, I seen a sign on a store today that said no mask, no entry.
Except fuck that.
But every other time you'll see it like, not enter with a mask
like,
on. No mask.
Like you wear a hood, you wear glasses.
Mask and hoodies not permitted. And now it's saying no mask, no entry. And then you got motherfuckers arguing with the clerk like, what the fuck you mean I need a mask? What if you would have tried to come in with a mask on? What the fuck you mean I can't wear? We just don't like to be told what to do.
Exactly. And when the last time you seen a black person use a crosswalk?
Yeah. Like, nigga, I was nervous going in the store with a mask on.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah, I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
And like the white people looking at me, I'm looking at them. I'm like, yeah, I'm nervous, yo.
Yo, like, yesterday we was like, I wear a mask when I ride my bike under my helmet, like a full ski mask. It's just a habit I do. Me and all my buddies that I ride with. So we was at the hip hop right there on Moravia, and so we walked in. We had a mask on. So I came out with my mask on. So he's like, "Hey, my other homie going like, they not tripping that we got a mask on." I'm like, "You gotta put this motherfucker on." Right. I had mine rolled up on top of my head like a hat. He like, "You need a mask." So I pulled that bitch down like I was about to go rob. He's like, "Are you good?" I'm like, "Ain't this something?"
It's like how the tables have turned.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, I see the meme, man. Turn. That shit was funny. It was like, store clerk. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you without a mask. Me. If I come back here with a mask on, I ain't paying for shit. It's your choice.
Yo, for real, yo, that shit made me nervous, yo. Like, nigga, I was upset. I didn't know what to do.
Shit is weird.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. Like, I've been conditioned. Nigga, you don't go to 7-Eleven with a mask on.
Right, yeah.
Like, them niggas gonna try to shoot me from behind the counter or some shit.
Now, shit, they gonna shoot you coming there without a mask right. on.
Yeah, that's some wild-ass shit.
Yeah, bro.
Anybody else mad about anything? I mean,
we probably mad about the same thing.
Nah, I doubt it.
Oh, all right. I'm just mad that we still in quarantine at this point.
I'm mad. I'm still in the motherfucking house.
Off too. Yeah. That's about it, though.
I'm mad. It's man law. I'm mad when you on the phone with another man, and then they say bye-bye at the end of the phone. No man.
No, you should not be saying bye-bye.
You got to call him back like, hey, don't. No, we ending this a different way.
Who did,
don't end it that with wasn't, bye-bye.
I didn't do that. No, I didn't.
I'm just saying, no man should tell another man bye-bye.
No.
You know what I hate? And my old boss at work used to do this shit. He'd text K just to let it
yeah.
K.
Oh, no.
I don't like that. Do that to each other.
I don't like
no.
that.
Same thing.
Don't text me, K. Like back in the day when we had to pay per text message, yeah, that's just a whole waste of a message. And now it's just like K. Like, don't text me, K.
Right.
That'd like, put an O in front of that.
Right.
But yeah. As a man, you had one word to say goodbye to end the conversation. Right. Don't. It's no bye bye.
But now you're not. Just hang up. Like, Arjo.
Arjo. Yeah. That's it. That's yeah. it.
That brings me to another story. My brother, yo. You know my brother Peanut. Brother, yeah. man, he always end a conversation on the phone with "All right, one," and I always be like "Two." And hang up. That's funny, man.
But yeah, man. But fuck that. If you as a man, you cannot say bye bye to another man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, bye bye.
Don't work out.
In like, general, I don't even think you should say it in general. But
not even to your lady, nobody.
That when I see. When my old boss used to text me K, I picture him laying in his bed on his stomach with his feet like up crossed, yeah. Like K. I'm like, don't do that.
That's the same thing with bye bye. Like, oh, what are you doing what? Right there? Whoa, nigga!
Like, we is two grown ass men's.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if a motherfucker tell me bye bye and hang up, I'm calling back. Nah, we not ending it like that. Same with K. If they text me K, I'm like, don't do that. Just say all right.
Or just don't respond.
Yeah,
like, I'd rather you do that than send me that shit.
Copy. You can send copy.
You're right. You're right.
All right, let's get into our next segment. Nate, you got more about Nathan? You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
let's
set.
Get
I'm
into
all
our
set.
Media moments.
All right. You already know how we starting this thing off. We actually have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs this week.
Okay.
So we're going to keep each little clip real short to make sure we get through it real quick for us. But y'all know how we doing it. Bump it or dump it. Start with the first song. Y'all let me know how y'all feeling it or y'all not. Whatever. Let's go with it.
I pull up. Like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up. Step in the kitchen. Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. Put a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rockstar? This ain't no
All right, that's enough of that.
I'm gonna bump it.
Bumping it, we dominant.
I'm gonna bump it, but the lyrics is hilarious. Okay. Right,
brand new Lamborghini, like, fuck a cop car. Like what? Like it can't catch
him. They put a gun on my lap like I'm a cop. Okay. Okay.
Grown man, what you doing?
I didn't
even
listen really to it. I didn't really listen to it either, but I'm going to dump it.
Right.
Yeah, you play some fucking Teddy Pendergrass.
All right, so that one's getting a bump. I'm actually shocked that that made it to bump it, because I just knew y'all was going to dump it.
Well, the first beat was cool, and then, I don't know, it kind of messed it up in the second one, but I'm going to keep it. It's cool.
All right, rolling into the next one. Oh, info on that one. That's called Rockstar. It's featuring Roddy Ricch, of course, from The Baby.
Yo, The Baby making money. Pussy, don't pussy nigga ain't about that shit. Don't pussy nigga ain't about that shit. I ride the chopped stick, yeah. The bitch is ready to kill, yeah. All right, I'm dumping.
Dumping.
Yeah, I'm dumping that dumping. Shit.
Dumping. Is a no for me.
Right, I think I get it. Hold on, I think I get it now. I think the producers now are making beats from the video game they used to play as a kid.
I'm convinced they are. I'm convinced they are.
Like, this is like the fucking computer games that have been playing.
So that was, I think it's called At Me. I don't know. That's from Playboi Carti. He always, like, he puts out new shit. And
who just died? Was that Playboi Carti? Who just died on a plane? That overdosed on a plane?
No. Not Tenacity X. X something.
Takashi. No, what's his name?
It's Tenacion.
Not Tenacion.
No,
he got killed.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
X something, right?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti is alive.
No, it was like the last nigga that just that had like 70 pounds of weed or some shit.
Yeah.
And he popped all the pills.
Yeah. Who was that?
I got no answers. I don't know.
Hold on, I got you.
Come on, we got to figure it out. Yeah, we can't let our listeners out.
Look, we're going right, go to the next thing.
I thought it was Pop Smoke, my bad.
All right, so.
Pop Smoke got killed. He got shot.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a half-ass lover. Rather lay out on the train tracks. Boy, yeah, hit the pavement. Boy, yeah, make a statement. You ain't never had to ask for that. It's included in the package. And I made like that. I paint like that. I pay for that.
All right, what we doing? What we doing? Bumping or dumping?
I'm bumping.
Bumping?
Yeah, I'll bump it as well.
Okay.
I was gonna dump it.
All
right. I love a vibe. It feels like this is a whole vibe. I can listen to that shit and I can just be on my porch smoking my cigar. You know what I mean?
Is that Summer Walker?
It's not.
No?
Okay. It's not.
Summer Walker is a freak. Y'all been following Summer Walker?
No, I don't follow her.
So I was on Summer Walker like a long ass time ago before she had the work done. And yeah, nah. I'm not a fan anymore. Not of her looks. Definitely still of her music, but
So you're not a fan of the looks, but you're still a fan of the music.
Yeah, okay. Music is still cool, man.
I respect that.
Music is still cool. So that was Everybody Business from Kehlani.
Kehlani. I like Kehlani.
Okay. Got two more left. That's enough of that.
Wait, what the fuck?
I literally, I try to get a large assortment now of just different sounds and see what happens.
Yo,
right?
Nigga, what? Yo, I'ma dump that shit. Yo, see, this music today make you feel like you can just make some music. Yeah.
Like, nigga, I swear, like, we got a mixer, nigga. We got a microphone right here. Yo. We can sit, we can fuck around on Fruity Loop show. You can get that for free.
So I'ma just assume we dumping it all over, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hell.
Y'all have any idea who that is?
No.
No clue, right? That was called We Hours featuring Janae Aiko. from the dream.
Dream?
Exactly. It sounds like it now.
Exactly.
Did you say
and
it
then you hear it, you'd be like, yeah, that yeah, was. That like was him. Mm-hmm.
Hitting the miss.
Swing or miss.
All right. This is the last one up.
Big head ass nigga.
Purpose.
It's not like an old school beat.
Got a dark skinned girl, 5'8 with the brown eyes. We been up and down, had a couple crashes, but she still ride.
One.
She go to school, got two jobs, drive the same Kia cause it still slide. Work so hard on her off day, she be still tired. I just wanna take away the pain. I just wanna put you up on game. I just wanna help you make you better. Wish you would've never gave it to that lane. Even if we do our own thing, the bump
is nice. What we doing? We bumping it? We dumping it?
I bumped it.
Okay, yeah. I think, honestly, I think 21 is on to something with that. It's going to come out. It's the perfect timing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, we're going to be outside again.
Yeah.
In the car with our ladies. Hide that on. I think it's going to be a good vibe.
Hey, yo, did my ad libs like fit right in with it?
No, it was perfect. It was perfect. That's exactly how it sounded.
21.
But we honestly talked up the feature. On that. So that's called Secret featuring Summer Walker. Summer Walker did a good job on the hook. Definitely suggest listening to that one. That's one I knew. I had a feeling we was all gonna bump on that one. But of course from 21 Savage. A few albums to talk about from this week there for us. Let me get over to my little Wiz list Khalifa. For it.
Wiz had a new one?
Yeah, on 420.
Of course. Why wouldn't he?
I don't follow Wiz.
Yeah, I actually wasn't gonna bring it up either.
Well, I know that, but just as far
that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
But no, so Amuse and Her Feelings by Division.
Oh yeah. That
and look, if y'all haven't listened to it already, I'm telling y'all right now.
I listened to it without skipping it.
True.
It's heat.
Just straight through.
So. Yo, Future.
Why nobody tell me?
Yeah, yes.
Is the GOAT.
Yes.
Why nobody tell me?
He's the
you
most.
Ain't no nigga. It came out Friday.
Yo, is a clip.
I thought we was friends.
Is a clip going around, right? Of a girl in the pool is a Future and his homeboy. And she like, I want you. He's like, both of us. And she's like, no, you. He's like, nah, both of us. Yo, Future. Yeah.
So I'm definitely putting my stamp of approval on that one. Blame It On Baby came out from the baby. Gonna keep my thoughts to myself on that one.
Heard it was trash.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
Heard it was trash.
Sex
he
tape.
He needed some bopping that shit.
without a question.
Yeah, heard that was trash.
Sex Tape 4 from The Dream. Played a little song from that. I don't know. The jury is still out on that one. Unplugged Sessions from Rotemi. Did y'all know that this man is
that's Dre from
Dre. Trying to push out music. So, you know, I don't know on that one either. I haven't given that one a listen. Definitely honorable mention this week. I still got to listen all the way through, but I like what I've heard so far. Pray for Paris from West Side Gun.
I don't even know.
It has like an old school, like New York type of like feel to it. And I feel like it's like. A little older than that. I feel like it's a lot of like what
DC
people have been missing.
Put your lighters up, Bed-Stuy, like that.
Hey, that was hot. Yo. I was in college.
He's West Side Gun has got a lot of praise from like a lot of people that matter, like from everyone from like fashion to like just people in the industry. So that's what got me to actually like look into him. And so far, like what I've heard, it's not like for me, but I get it. I get the like the appeal and everything for it. But that's what I got for Media Moments. The last thing I will mention as far as shows, I still haven't watched it yet, but it's been a lot of talk about it. Black as Fuck on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Black as Fuck. That's just my
yeah,
shit.
So I need to watch that, but I've heard nothing but good things about it. I've heard nothing but good things about it, so I just figured I would mention it. I know we all sitting at home with nothing to do. I know that's what I'm going
to
check out.
I watched the whole season.
You went to a 10. We need you at like a 5.
I didn't mean to get that excited, but when I
So apparently, I really do need to check it out.
I've been hearing about it.
Yeah, I've been hearing nothing but good things about it.
Yo, why y'all niggas ain't never tell me about a Good Boys show?
Oh. We went to the movies. I think we talked about it.
Yeah,
on
we did talk about it on the podcast.
Yo, nigga, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, that shit is great.
Like, I was laughing the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Of the movie. Like,
yeah, that shit is super funny, and it's like one of those you wouldn't expect it to be that funny because it's kids. But
yeah, yo, that shit was hilarious. Yo, I was in the house cracking up laughing. Yo.
Yeah.
I don't even know where were you at.
I don't know. I mean, we literally was talking about it right here.
Probably. Yeah. I probably wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
Shaking my head.
Yeah, but he was arguing with his girl who ain't his girl.
Text message. I mean, that may be possible. Yeah, quite possible.
We ain't even talk about that.
Talk about what?
We gonna get up to our next time.
I'm
a single man. I don't know what you're.
Yeah, that's it.
About.
Let's get go to the next thing.
Shit.
I've never not been single.
Oh,
look, man, look, get back into Happy 420, everybody. You know,
that
what you need to do.
Rebel, yeah.
I told you that rebel do some things.
I've never not been single since we've been doing this podcast.
Feeling them sad. Damn. Okay.
It's facts on the ground.
So you saying you've never not been single
since we've been doing this podcast.
Unlike Eddie for Likes. That's fucked up.
That's so funny because I think niggas getting drunk. So
no, I'm good. I'm
drunk.
Oh,
I came here drunk.
You're right. I'm about to say I've been single this whole time we've been doing the podcast. We coming up on 1 year.
Are you bragging about that?
No, I'm just saying. I'm stating a fact.
Are you just putting it out there for the world?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
All
right. So what you're saying is your DMs is open,
wide open. So you know you want to shoot your shot, roll your ball in. Whoa. You know, we'll see how it goes.
Now what they gotta do? They gotta put like a dog emoji in there. Then they got come back a few minutes later like, I'm sorry, he always running away. Well, how you doing now?
I tried the basketball thing, but I put my ball into my DM and tried to come. Yeah, it didn't quite work out too well.
Did they even ask why? Like, what's up with this?
She was kind of like, wait, like, huh? Like, why? Like, why? She literally wrote, huh? Like, with a question mark.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I kind of fucked it up, yeah. So.
How you fuck it up? What you say?
Let me see the titties. Give me them titties.
No, I didn't say that.
That was the second text. That was the second one.
But I was just kind of, I don't even know what I wrote.
What that mouth do?
I don't even know what I wrote back.
I don't know. Take my hand. Give me them titties.
I didn't mean that. I mean, unless you
read it. I ain't know this word.
You're like, she like, let's get to know each other. She asked him, what's your favorite color? He like,
titty.
7. What's your titty size?
Oh,
yo,
my God.
Hey, yo. Oh man, where you're doing?
Hey, I know you don't know me, but I'm selling bras. Send me a picture of your titties. I'll let you know if I got your size.
Oh my God.
Hey yo.
Don't bother the shit.
Oh man.
Good times.
Are you rolling on?
No, I had to stand up for a second, yo.
All right.
You know I'm old.
So our main topic of the night, so we're talking about I guess journeys, man. And figuring out what's the best type of journey was if we would do our certain journey again. But we're going to kind of get into basically after high school, post high school things, if we're going to go into a trade or we're going to go to college and which one is better, or if it is a better or there's not a better, and kind of saying what our perspective is on what we should do after high school. Yo, you fucking me all
super
up,
distracting.
Yo, I'm
super distracting.
I don't understand why you doing yoga right in the middle of the fucking pod, yo.
Gotta wake these old bones up.
Anyway, let's go around first. Let's go around and kind of tell us what was your journey after high school and why you chose that journey. And maybe that'll kind of give us some perspective on everything like that. So we're going to start with you, grown man.
Mm-hmm. Sit your ass down.
I mean,
we got started the Old Testament, yo. Come on now.
Because, you know, they didn't let black people go to college when you started. God damn. All right, I'll start with myself. So, at the high school, well, I guess during high school, when I was in high school, I never thought I would go to college. Never did. I figured that I would get out of high school, get a job, and keep it moving. You know what I mean? I kind of just fell into college, honestly. I went on a tour, and I was like, you know what? I seen somebody that was actually really attractive on the college visit, and I was like, maybe college is what I want to do.
Romance said from the background. Sad.
But that's the honest truth. I seen a chick up there and I was like, wow, that she's bad as I don't know why. I was like, this is what they do in college. So I was like, this is cool. And then I applied, I got in, and I didn't even tell my parents or the people that I was living with that I was actually going. I think Average Jimmy, I don't even know if I told you that I was gonna go. And next thing you know,
I think I found out when he asked me, like, yo, you gonna take me to college? Like, what you mean?
I need somebody to help me bring my stuff up. And but that was one of the biggest things. I mean, I always did well in school. Like, I never had bad grades or anything like that. And again, that wasn't something I tried. I just did. And once that time came, I went. I was like, you know what? Let me just kind of see what this is about. I knew I wanted to be educated, but I didn't know, you know, what type of job that I wanted. I didn't know anything like that. I switched my major in college about four times. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just fell into it. But it kind of helped me out because I kind of figured out what I was good at. I knew one thing that I was really good at and what I enjoyed was helping people. So once I got there, I got into different things, got into different clubs, different things like that. I got into my major at the end, which was law society as an undergrad. And then cause I knew I wanted to help with kids. I wanted to go into juvenile justice and I wanted to kind of help kids do better in that life because that's kind of see where I came from. I wanted other kids to kind of do the same thing as I did. And then that's when I got my master's degree, and I feel like I am in the profession that I study. So it worked out for me. It worked out for me, definitely. But it was definitely something that I kind of just fell into. It wasn't something that I always thought I would do. It wasn't expected of me. I think I was a first generation college student. My sister went to school before I did, but it was something that no one put any pressure on me. People actually got mad at me when I went to school. Mm. Yeah, they was like, "What the fuck are you doing?
You want to go better yourself?"
No, it wasn't like that. But it was like, "Why don't you just go to a community college and you know, blah blah blah." They thought that was the same thing as getting a degree and all those different things. That was just kind of how life worked with me and my family. But yeah, that was my journey. I went to undergrad at Frostburg, got my master's at Frostburg, and went into the profession that I actually graduated with. So that was my journey. But yeah, I think it worked out for me. More about Nate, you want
to
go?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go. Did the whole high school thing and went to a private college prep school. So you can clearly see my parents was about, yeah, you going to college, nigga. Like, that was
it. That was always expected of you.
That was the plan. That was the plan basically since middle school. Like, I knew.
Did your parents go to school?
My parents went but did not graduate. Like, both of them had almost identical stories. Like, they went, never graduated. I was, surprisingly enough, first generation as well. I don't know what grown man's... I think grown man's might be having a cramp or something over here. He celebrated 420 a little early or something. I don't know.
Did you pinch a nerve or something? Yo, you good?
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, did the whole high school thing. Had no idea what I wanted to actually study in college. That's something we'll probably get to a little bit later. I still feel like I didn't know by the end of college what I actually wanted to study. But my big thing was graduate. So, like, I did sociology. That was something my classes and stuff were most interesting for. Actually looking into, like, sociology classes. So that's the major I just stuck with. Did well in school. Never had really any issues and, you know, made it out. Did not go anything into any sociology related details after school at all. Literally bounced around from place to place just trying to figure out how can I make the most money the fastest. And right. I think I did eventually end up where I was supposed to like be now in insurance. And, you know, I definitely am happy for where I am now, but we'll get into a little later. I probably would have done a few things differently.
So your main goal was to try to figure out what can make me the most amount of money.
Yes, as fast as possible.
Got you. All right, Jimmy, what you got? What was your journey?
I went to a trade school. Went to Allstate to get my CDLs. I thought about going to a college institution when I was in school. Failed out to a few of them, got accepted. I just, at the time for me, it was better to do what I did, and I actually am satisfied with the route I took. I paid not even a quarter of what I would have paid going to college for a trade school. I made my money back in less than 6 months in the trade than what I spent for the trade school. I just think that this world need more trade work coming out than just colleges, because a lot of people, and it might just be my circle or the people that I come in contact with, but they not even really using their degrees. Mm-hmm. And not to knock anyone that wants to or went to or goes to college, but just me personally, I will take the route of trade. Like, if my kids come to me and want to go to trade school, I wouldn't try to talk them out of it. I wouldn't try to talk them out of going to college either, but I would explain to them, if it's not like a full ride, I wouldn't want my kids paying debt off for the next 20, 30 years of their life, paying off school, and then they wind up not even using the degree that they got coming out of a college.
Well, I definitely understand that, and it makes me, and I forgot to kind of bring that over, another reason why I went to school, because I wanted to get the fuck out of my house. That's one of the biggest things that, the reason why I left, because I was like, yo, I want to get out of my house. I wanted to get away. I wanted to get away from my family. And I wanted to kind of be around people that had the same goals as I had.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one of those goals was just being educated. I always enjoy school. That's one thing that I always consider, is that I enjoy learning. I enjoy being around people. It's not always just the you know, the books that that you learn from, but you learn from the people that's around you too. Mm-hmm. They have different experiences, they have different perspectives and different things like that. And you learn how to kind of just be a good citizen that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you get to see different things that you're not. And like I said, when I was in high school, I rarely even left my community. You know what I mean? And then I left and went to a different place where I met people from different countries, different states, different counties. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
they became different walks of life. Yeah.
So, but that's one of the big things too. But yeah, that's one.
Would you have done it the same way if you could go back?
In my opinion, I probably would have went to a bigger school.
Mm-hmm.
As in going to college, hell yeah, I would definitely do it again. Grown man, tell us about your experience. So back then, right?
Four school in 7 years.
Out of the three schools that you could go to.
Anyway, for me, education was pushed in my house. Neither one of my parents went to college. My mother actually started, but she never finished. But they actually, you know, in my house, it was all about education. They believed in it. They understood that we had to go to college. And they really kind of, that was the route. But it didn't get real for me until the summer before my senior year. My father came in my room one day. He was like, so what's your plan? I was like, nah, I'm just chilling. He's like, no. I'm talking about, like, in life. Like, what do you plan on accomplishing? And I was just like, well, you know, I don't know.
A rapper.
And I was like, you know, I didn't really have an answer. So he was kind of like, well, you know, what's your plan? Like, you plan on going to school and stuff like that? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. You know, I wasn't really too sure. So then I kind of delayed the process of applying to schools and everything. And it really didn't hit me until one of my good friends, he started getting into all these schools. And I was like, well, shit, all right, I got to start applying. I guess it's now that time. So I took it. And my mother always said to me that, you know, if you're real serious about something, then you're going to do the legwork behind it. So I went. I started getting the applications. You know, this is before online started really popping. So you had to get the paper application and shit.
Yes, sir. Oh,
and,
shit.
Yeah, fill out the applications on paper. Like, you know, you had to send in the letters of recommendation. You had to send your transcripts, like all that shit. So this was like, and fuck y'all, this was early 2000s.
Trying to think, it was a horse and buggy that was doing this shit.
So,
nah, like, deadline was serious.
Pigeon carriers and whatnot.
So you had to, like, yeah, for real, the deadlines was for real, like, because you had to have the shit postmarked. So, you know, I did all of that. And, the one day I thought that was very interesting to me that I never forget is the day that my father took me to the post office to mail off all my applications. And I could just see like this proud look on his face, even though he was trying to hide it, but I could see this proud look, like my son is applying to college. And the one behind the counter, like, she was pumping it up. Like, other people was coming in the post office. It was a black lady behind the counter. She was like, yeah, all right, cool. You know, this is how much the postage costs. The mail is off to this school, but don't worry about it. Just give me a dollar. Mm-hmm. This is how much the postage is for this school. Don't worry about it. Just give me 50 cents for this one. And, like, because she was pumped. She's like, yeah, you know, I get to see a black man coming in here, applying for college and sending off his shit. Matter of fact, then when we got to the end, don't even worry about it. I pay for it.
Mm,
and like,
that's what's up.
And then that really kind of motivated me to see that I was doing the right thing, because, you know, this lady, she didn't know me, she didn't know nothing about me, but she was just so excited that I was applying to college that she went ahead and paid the postage bill for me to mail off all the applications and stuff. So that was real important. As far as like major wise and stuff like that, my undergrad was in mass communication. Do I use it? Yes, because I communicate and I talk to people all the time, like every day. I guess I'm not actually like in the field of journalism and stuff like that. But I do use what I practice every single day. So then my journey got kind of interesting. Went from jumping through and a couple different graduate schools until I figured it out. And then I ended up finishing and getting my master's degree, in education. So yeah, it was definitely one of those things where,
we do it the same way, right? That's the next thing, right?
Let's get into that first. Will we do it the same way if we could do it again? Because before we start that, I got a couple follow up questions before that. So first, we'll go to Average Jimmy, right? So you went after high school. You said, I want to get my CDLs. How did you come to that decision to say I want to get my CDLs?
Honestly, my older cousin Reggie, he got his first, and he told me, he was like, man, look. This is a profession where no matter what's going on, you always going to find a job. Always. No matter what, people need things moved. Trucks got to move things. It's a secure job or career to go into. And I love driving. I always did. I like that. And then I always loved trucks. My uncle had trucks since I was a kid. I used to go on a road with him. So I say, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. And I actually liked it. And the money I was making I got my license at 19. I couldn't even leave the state of Maryland when I got my CDL. You can't cross interstates until you're 21. But the money I was making at 19 with a CDL was more than I can spend. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was putting that in my head. So my cousin is the reason why I actually went to the school to get the CDL.
So, but right after high school, right, did you have an idea what you want to do? Like, did you think that?
No. I was at a loss. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't. As soon as I got out of high school, my grandfather told me to fire. His job was hiring. He worked for the wastewater treatment plant, and the fire department was hiring. And he brought me an application for both, and I filled them both out. And, both called me at the same time, but I went with the fire department, and that's how I got there. But I didn't know. People were just throwing me, and I'm listening to the older people that's telling me what to do. And the fire department was a process. Like when I got called to start the process, it still took 2 more years before I got hired. I started the process in 2009. I didn't get hired to 2011.
So this is what's really great about this conversation, because again, I think every single one of us left out of high school not knowing exactly.
I absolutely didn't know. Yep. Right. I went to school, and not to cut you off, for automotive technology. I was an auto mechanic, and I love cars. I love working on them, but I hated to do it in a shop because I wanted to do what I wanted to do to a car. I didn't want no one telling me change this oil 30 times a day or fix these brakes. No, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't want it to be in there doing shit that under other people's shit. Like, I'm going to do this one, but you do that one. And it just didn't work for me. But I gained the knowledge enough to not have to put my car in the shop. But I didn't want to do that for a living. And I didn't realize that in school, I thought that's what I wanted to do until I graduated. And I was like, nah, that's not it. And I was at a loss.
Yeah, I knew I had an idea. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to work in radio. Like that was my whole thing. Like,
well, outside of in high school, you knew
that because I was my radio? Trade. My trade was media production.
Okay.
So like, I was the guy. I did all the voiceovers. Like I did like all the production stuff. Like that was my thing, and I knew I wanted to do that. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna go to college, get my degree, so I can come back and be on the radio. Like, that was my thing. Not realizing that you don't necessarily need a college degree to be on the radio, but that was my thinking. So if I got to be on, that's what I got to do to get on the radio, then that's what I'm going to do.
Right. Y'all know what my thing was in high school? My major in high school? Construction management. Right? Construction management. I was doing fucking I was dressing up in overalls in high school. I was doing fucking cleaning windows. I was fucking cutting down trees in the fucking school. I was climbing on top of the building. I was on all types of stuff. When my friends see me, because, like, again, like, construction management at my school was very, it was low numbers. It was basically a nigga that was fucking up on everything that couldn't get a passing grade for shit, right? But my older cousins did the construction management major, and it sounded like a lot of fun. And it's stuff that I enjoyed, right? So when I got into my friends, all my friends was either a business major or communications major mm-hmm. or college major, right? And we was on one side of the building. And I remember one day they seen me. I had my overalls on. They said, "What the fuck, Moss? What the fuck are you doing?" I was like, chill, right? But that's what I'm saying. And I even remember sitting down with my guidance counselor, and he was like, "Hey, you know, your grades don't really put you in that major. Like, you should be doing this." And I was like, "No, I like this. This is fun for me."
Yeah.
And but I still planned on, you know, saying, because again, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought that I was like, I'm gonna leave out of there. I was gonna be an electrician because I learned a little bit about that. And I enjoyed it, and I was like, I'm gonna get I can't think of what it's called right now, but basically kind of joining the union and learning about being a journeyman and all that stuff.
Like a local,
yeah. And that's what I thought I was gonna do. But again, like I said, when I pulled my transcript, they was like, "Yo, you should apply to this. You should apply to that." Now, like, you should go on this college visit. And I was like, sure. And I actually went. Because, again, like I said, you said that colleges will definitely push. I mean, education will definitely push. You said education will definitely push. For me, shit, good luck. That's what it was. It was definitely just good luck. And, you know, I hope you're successful. Again, my sister probably was the first person in my family that graduated from high school, right? I was the first person in my family that ever got a master's degree. So, you know what I mean? Those are the things that, because, like, again, it's that family part that creates that machine of what you want to do.
Yeah, because my older sister was the test child. Like, she was, so on my mother's side, my older sister was the first out of the grandkids to get her degree. On my father's side, she was 3 and I was 4. On that side, out of the grandkids to get our college degree, we both hold the highest degree. Both of us got our master's degree, but pretty much, you know, we were the test kids, and you know, we figured it out. You know, my parents didn't know really about the whole process of applying to colleges and all this other stuff. You know, my sister, like I said, my older sister was the test. Pretty much the test dummy. Like, so, okay, we figured it out with her what works and what doesn't work. So by the time it got to me, we 3 years apart. So by the time it got to me, it was like, okay, well, we got to understand it now. So we know what to do. But it's still contingent upon you. And then even like you were saying, like your guidance counselor, my guidance counselor kicked me out of his office. Seriously. Like when it came down, like, so, you know, Baltimore City has a college bound program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So part of my little animosity was towards them for a while. But it was my counselor who did it, because literally, so I had like a 2.4, some shit like that. And he was like, "No, you can only come in here if you got a 2.5. A 2.4, that's not going to get into college. So what are you doing? You wasting my time." That's literally what he said to me.
Damn.
So I'm like, oh, and then, you know, other people was around, they laughing and shit. So that motivated me right then and there. When he said that, I said, "Oh, nah, you fucked up. Now you got the wrong person for that." Because now I went hard. Like, it just approved. So every time I got an acceptance letter to a school, I came back and I dropped it off to him. Right. Every single time. And just to prove a point. And then here's the irony, right? So I get to Frostburg. Guess who works at Frostburg now in the student support services office? The same person from the college barrel at my school that told me I couldn't get in.
Damn.
Mm.
I said, "You don't remember me?" Oh, nigga, I was sick.
Dead,
yo,
serious.
When I saw him, like, I swear, I put my hand on the Bible on my unborn children. When I seen him, I said, "Oh, you don't remember me, do you?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." I said, "No, no. You told me I wouldn't be here. I'm here."
Good for you, my man.
Yeah. So, like, literally, like, yo, it really, and this is one thing that I would never, ever do, especially being a teacher now and being a part of the 12th grade cohort and working with them. I will never shoot a child's dream down. However, we going to be realistic and understanding the different options that we have available. But I would never tell a child they won't go to school. But what I will do is offer them the options that they should probably steer towards that's ultimately going to make their situation better.
Right. More about Nathan. I know you said that you kept bringing up the would you do it again?
Yeah,
I feel like you got something.
Yeah,
to say.
Yeah, oh, I got something to say.
Go ahead.
I would not do it again.
Really? What would you? So let's explain. Big difference. What would you do?
That's why he was quiet in the pre-production meeting.
Yeah, big difference. So the main thing that I would do, because mind you, like I was kind of hinting at, I just figured out like 2 years ago what I actually wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. Like, and that shit bothers me because like y'all talking about like, oh, like programs that was at least like, hey, you could get a job in this, that, and the third. I will say, you know, my college prep school did just that. It prepared me for college. Mm-hmm. It did not prepare me to get like to have any thoughts about, well, what do you want to do after college? Like what kind of options are out there for you? The main goal was you're going to be prepared for college. You're going to be successful at college. And it did that. But I just found out now that I actually like, you know, I love fashion, love sneakers. Mm-hmm. I would do sneaker design and like actually looking to become like a designer. And work within fashion, but I just found that out on my own. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have anyone that was even mentioning that that was an option for me, and I would have taken a gap year after high school to sit down and truly figure out, well, what the hell do I actually like? Like, what do I like to do? My high school career was, like, you're going to play sports, and you're going to go to class, and you're going to get good grades, and that's what I did. I did both things very well. I don't know if we've ever actually talked about it. I had the opportunity to play football in college.
Yeah, I think it was a school like in Maine or
in
something
Maine,
like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I had a school in Maine that was like,
see,
really
interesting. See, he was going to be one of
the Maine niggas. Yeah, exactly. And when it came up early, I was like, God damn, this really is coming full circle. Yeah, full circle. So yeah, I went and literally they flew me up. It was Bowdoin College in Maine. They flew me up. I went to go see the school. They showed me, of course, like all of the like grounds and stuff, the fields. And yeah, and yes, and literally, I'm not playing. The person who was like hosting me, I came to the room and it was a girl. who she came to the room and she was like, "Oh, you're the new recruit," and she was like, and then she was like, "I mean, I might stay tonight," just like that, flat out. And I was like, I literally looked at my host like, "Is this for me? Like, what? Like, what's the deal here? Like, I don't know what's about to happen."
It's,
he was,
it's
like,
"Not my birthday,"
and he literally was like, "I mean, do you want it to be?" And I was just like, what?
Like, right.
Like, the hell is about May to happen here?
Right, like, it's not,
the
it's
hell
not
is about
birthday,
to happen
like...
here? And honestly, what drove me away from it is I had lost my, like, love for football and actually playing it. Still love football, still love basketball, whatever. But actually playing it, like, y'all know, that shit is a full-time job.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a whole job. And I was getting banged up left and right. Look, as many of the listeners may know, yeah, more about Nathan is not a tall man by any scopes. And I was fast. I was good. You know, they were really, really interested. And I was really considering, my pops really wanted me to do it. And I'm sure if it came up in conversation today, he still would have some animosity towards me. But that's what it really came down to. I had to, like, I'm just now getting to a point where I'm truly, like, thinking for me and not thinking about, like, damn, I want to make my parents happy. I want to make sure, you know, I'm straight, whatever. What actually makes me tick, like, what am I, like, do I truly find a passion in? And I just figured that out like 2 years ago.
And that's the beauty part of transitioning to your 30s,
right?
Because now it's no longer about anybody else. It's really, can you live with the motherfucker you look at in the mirror every day?
Exactly.
That's really what your 30s come down to, in my opinion.
Well, and I get that, but I think too is that, again, like I said, it's that machine behind you, right?
Yes.
Your parents saying, look, you should do this, you should do that. In my thing, I was kind of figuring things out on my own.
Yeah,
and one thing about myself is that I'm a hustler, man. If whatever situation I'm gonna fall into, I'm gonna do well. I'm going because I'm not gonna allow myself to fuck up. Because again, I don't really have a situation to fall back on.
Right.
So,
and that's your motivation.
Right. So I'm gonna work. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna adapt, and I'm gonna figure it out. Now, again, like I said, if I would do it over again, yes, I would do it over again. And it's not just because, you know, I fell into the role that I'm in right now as my career, but just because of the things that I experienced there.
Yeah.
Right? That I don't think I would experience at a trade or different things like that. I think my college journey was more about experiences and meeting people and connections and things like that, rather than me just focus on my career.
Yeah. Well, I think that's also the biggest part. And, you know, both of us being in education now, you know, we understand that exposure is key to a lot of situations and to a lot of circumstances, because you really don't know. Like, yo, you could literally take a field trip let's just say, like, to a museum or something, and you take that kid there, man, and they sit there like, damn, like, yo, this is really something I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then they go on that path and follow it up and then get to their, I guess for lack of a better term, their Mecca or where they want to be. You know what I'm saying? So, really, it comes down to exposure at this point, really, with the educational thing. Now, for me, would I do it again? Absolutely. I would definitely be smarter at it at this time. For me, I kind of had that fallback system. So, like, my parents, like, they helped pay for my school. You know, they took out the Parent Plus loans. You know, my father worked 2 full-time jobs to help put me and my sister through school. Mm-hmm. Now, they guaranteed us the first 4 years, but anything after that, you're on your own. So, if you decided to keep going or you know, you ain't graduating the first 4, that's on you. But we're going to help you with the first 4. You know, and any advanced degree after that, then you take care of that. But, you know, and I watched how hard he worked. And that was another part that really kind of pushed me towards going to college. Like, I remember, like, at the time getting up, you know, like I said, he worked 2 full-time jobs.
So what happened your freshman year?
My freshman year, I got sick. No, seriously. I got sick my freshman year. And then also, like, I suffered from insomnia real bad. Mm-hmm. So, like, literally, I would not sleep at night at all. And but by the time, like, 7 a.m. came, it was lights out. But, you know, that's all your classes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, so I would not go to class. Like I suffered, like, real bad through that. And then I had, like, tonsillitis. Like, I'm going to choke to death in my sleep and shit. Oh, like, it was gosh. Crazy. So pretty much, they kind of, like, I went out on medical. And then they was like, all right, well, look, you know, based off of this, you attempted these credits. So we'll take these, the ones you actually passed. But other than that, you got to, basically, I got to stay longer. Because I didn't earn enough credits. So, like, you know, I watched my father work, and I was like, yeah, I really don't want to do that shit, man. Like, this man getting up every fucking day, going outside, like, all different weather conditions and shit. And I was like, yo, that's not for me, yo. I know me. I'm a shirt and tie motherfucker. It's nothing wrong with working outside. I'm not saying that at all. But for me, it wasn't for me. So I knew that at that point, I had to do something different. And if going to college was going to get me that job that I didn't have to work outside and be outside in all different conditions and shit, then that's the route that I had to take. Right. So I went and I did that. I would definitely be smarter at it. I would try to my best to get through and do a little bit better than what I did. I never really was a fan of school, mm-hmm. but I like learning.
Yeah.
You know, so that to me was a big thing. I always loved learning. I love reading. Writing, like, research and stuff, that was my thing. But I didn't like the structure of school.
Well, my next question, and I'm glad... Well, before we go on, my next question is, like I said, would we do it over again? I probably would have worked harder if I could do it over again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I definitely switched my major because of my social life. I was like, fuck no, but science major. I need to hang out with my friends.
I don't know, though. Because, like, you think about it, that was, like, some of the best parts of college, though.
Yeah.
When you reminisce, you're not reminiscing about, damn, I did yeah, really well in this. Oh, you know, I did really well in this class.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. But that was the best part. Like, I mean, thinking about it, right? So, like I said, my house education was pushed. Not only did we have to go to college, but we couldn't stay home and go to school. We had to go away.
Right.
Mm.
So, it wasn't no stay home, go to Morgan, go to Coppin. Nothing wrong with those institutions. But for us, you gotta go away to school.
Yeah.
And that was what my parents pushed. So, you know, going away to Frostburg, it was far enough away from home, 2.5, 2 hours away. You know, it was still in state, so it was affordable. And, you know, that's why I ended, and they had the major that I was interested in.
Well, you spoke on what I was just about to bring up, because Average Jimmy brought up an important point about mm-hmm. trade versus college.
Look, big and facts. I already know where we're going.
Yeah.
Well, it's cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cost. And that's one of the big things about what route you should go. Mm-hmm. Because, again, like I said, your route and my route are completely different. Right. Because I was a first generation student and I came from the type of household that I came into, I was given a lot of resources to help mm-hmm. me go to school.
Correct.
A lot of resources that made it very affordable mm-hmm. to go to school.
Absolutely.
So, you know, me saying should I go to trade or should I go to college wasn't a situation of which one can I afford, because both of them was pretty much the same range, right? Now when I got to grad school, that's a whole nother story. But
no, it is.
But that's one of the big things too that people got to look into, right? Because again, like I said, if you don't know what you want to do and you're going to have to pay a big price, you're saying, all right, should I still go? My opinion might change.
Yeah, so like, you know, I did college admissions. That was my first job after I graduated from college. So you know, I didn't heard it all. I didn't seen it all, like different stories and shit. You know, I've been a part of the machine, and you know, I always joked and laughed and said, well, you know, we got the parent questions and then I got the student questions. The parent questions are, can my child get in? How much is it going to cost me? And are they going to be able to get a job after they graduate? The student question is, where am I living at? Am I going to have fun?
Right.
So with the parent thing, I mean, with the finances, yo, you have to be honest with yourself. And this is where, you know, kind of going back to Average Jimmy point, when he was talking about the scholarship and stuff like that, yo, you got to be honest with yourself. Realistically, everybody wants the big name schools, the College Parks, the Dukes and all this other shit. But at the end of the day, can you afford, if something was to go wrong, you lost your job, can you afford to maintain and stay at this institution?
Correct.
Then, not only that, the return on investment that I'm going to get back from paying all this money to these different schools. Am I going to be able to get a job that's going to at least qualify me to make at least half of the investment that I put out right away?
Right.
So, one thing that has happened and that's helped out a whole lot, the Obama administration, they passed laws saying that schools now had to like put up financial aid calculators on their website so you can see how much the actual cost of attendance is, because what they quote you and what it actually costs it may be a little bit different. They made it so that if the minimum salary or the average salary of the major that you were getting, if the major cost more than that, then schools started eliminating those programs. Because if I can't come out and earn a livable wage on a major that you had, so like some schools got rid of it was some education programs that got cut. Like some schools had like bachelor's in, I'm forgetting some of these other programs, but they cut certain programs because people could not get a livable wage graduating from these programs. So you have to be honest with yourself and your child as well and say, hey, well, look, I know you're looking at Duke and all these big schools and you know, they send all these names, but realistically, what can we afford and what is going to get you to the next level that you really want to go to at a affordable rate? Because really, yo, I mean, for me, like I shared my story, I came on an undergrad on $22,000 and some change. But because again, fooling around, going to grad school, not taking it serious the first time, digging around, getting refund checks when I didn't really have to do it. So now I'm at 90. After I actually finished my degree, I'm at 90. So really, it's my fault. But at the end of the day, you know,
yeah, we had that conversation.
Yeah, would I trade it back? Yes, I would do that differently. But at this point, my whole college experience, no, I would definitely try to hunt more for scholarships and free money.
But that's my second thing is that, like I said, I'm in the profession of helping people go to school. And I always say, if you want to go to school, go. Don't worry about the price. Don't worry about none of that, because there's a lot of things out there that you can do to help that situation. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's about the work that you put in. Like correct. I said, there's millions of scholarships.
Absolutely.
There's grants that you can sign up for, but you got to put that work
in. You got to do the work.
To make sure that that stuff is going to be, you know, that's going to help you out. So, like I said, if price is an issue, like I said, it's all about your determination of what you want to do.
Yeah. Because you can make it happen.
You can make it always happen.
Like, I had a kid come to me last school year. You know, I taught seniors last year, and I was in the cohort with them. And she came to me. She was like, well, Mr. Mans, you know, they're giving me $40,000 every year for the school. So I'm like, damn, that's a great scholarship. But then I'm like, something's not right about this. Because I'm like, you know, I did the job before, so I know. And I'm like, well, they giving you 40. How much does it actually cost to go there? Because they're not just going to give you this type of money. And you talking about 4 years, $40,000 a year. They're not just going to give you that kind of money away. What's the actual cost of attendance? And then she looked at it. She was like, oh, yeah, well, if I be finished, it's a private school. It was like up in like Massachusetts, something like that. And she would probably ended up kind of spending like $200,000. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm like, sweetheart, do you really want to do that? I mean, if that's what your goal is, good, go for it. But let's be realistic here. Do you have $200,000 that if something was to go wrong and you lost this scholarship, could you still afford to go there?
Exactly. I think one of the biggest reasons I went to school that I went to, because they had free laundry and free printing.
Yeah, no, honestly. But all, yo, and you look at that, that all of that helps. Exactly. Because, like, I didn't have to pay for laundry. My older sister, when she was in school, she had to call my parents, be like, hey, can y'all send me some money? And then I got to figure out how to break this bill down so I can get quarters for the machine. Exactly. And we had to do that at Frostburg. Like, my parents, they was like, oh, that's, to them, that was golden for them. Because they like, yo, like, that's less money we got to put out. Exactly. And put in this account. Exactly. You know, we had
free parking.
Yeah, free parking. Like, some schools you got to pay. And, like, my father was, I remember he called me my freshman year, well, how much is the housing deposit? I'm like, housing deposit? Like, I'm guaranteed this room. And I went to Res Life. They looking at me like, oh, no, you, like, once you in this room, you already paid the bill. Like, you in here.
Right.
But my sister had to pay a housing deposit.
Exactly.
So,
and that's what I'm saying. Like I said, if there is a school for you.
Yeah.
If you want to go. Right, there is a trade for you if you want to. So you always got to make sure that you are making a decision based on what you want. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't. And I said, like I said, most of the time we have a machine behind us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not always helpful because again, we kind of get into a situation where we may say, you know what, maybe I should have went a different route, right? But if you have that determination, right, I just say go for it. It don't matter what it is. It's always it. Like I said, everybody's route is different.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's route is different, right? My sister went from high school to a four-year institution to back to CCBC, back to a four-year another institution, and she's making a lot more money than I am. And she and I have more, and I have high degrees there. So again, like I said, every route is different. Yeah. You just gotta make sure that you are, you know, focused, determined, and you'll get through it.
Yeah, because even even when you get to undergrad, it's gonna be some days where you like, yo, the hell with this. Like,
I definitely said I was going to quit.
Yo, I was
my first week. I was like, you know what? I had this job delivering windshields.
I was like,
I get paid every week.
I'm like, I can do something different. You know what I mean? And it's really come down to your determination. And then not only that, really your circle, who you surround yourself with.
That's another thing too.
That that was one of the greatest things that I really appreciate and understood, and didn't really get to understand until after college, but. Surrounding yourself around certain people and those people who trying to grow. Like, I never forget, man, I was on SGA my freshman year, and like, I was wilding, like, you know, doing typical freshman shit. And the SGA president at the time, I ain't gonna put her name out there, but she called me and she like, yo, come to the office real quick. I'm like, all right, cool. I get to the office, it's her and some of the other people in there, and she like, look, let me explain something to you. Like, the shit you're doing right now is not gonna get you to where you want to be. And not only that, but you represent me. I'm the SGA president, you a senator, so they're going to come to me with the shit that you're doing. So you got to understand something. You are a direct representation of me and what I stand for. And I don't stand for the shit you're doing. So you need to figure it out if you're going to stay on this organization.
And that's so much different from coming from a peer rather than somebody else.
And coming in from an authority figure. Exactly. So I'm like, first of all, I was offended. I'm like, who the fuck she talking to? But then I'm thinking about it. But like, that was the best.
She talking to me.
Yeah, right. But that was the best shit she could have did, because then I understood what it was, what it meant to be in that organization, not only just for the organization, but how I should be carrying myself as well. So it really, your
life
circle,
lesson right there.
Yeah, your circle really matters and help. So like, no, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I was older when y'all got there, but at the same time, you know, I was trying to pass on shit that people gave to me to give to y'all. Y'all came.
Hell yeah, but yeah, man. Anybody else got anything before we roll out of here?
Yeah, I'm good. You decide to do something that's good, that's great. I like that enough, but everybody got their own opinion on it. That we all spoke ours. Mm-hmm. I hope we kick some good knowledge out enough for if someone is up on the fence about it, they can maybe make a decision off of it. But do what you feel deep down inside that you need to do, and it don't matter what no one else think, as long as that's you okay with. What you decide, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this definitely wasn't a debate of which is better. It's just an opinion to look at both sides. And you had my opinion, who I went to a trade school. You had two other opinions from people that went to a college. And you had another opinion that went to a college but still agree with trade school. So you got three different opinions, or four different ones, but three different situations.
Yeah.
So definitely, I hope it,
y'all and going to trade school is not a bad thing. Like, so, you know, oftentimes, you know, we had this myth about trade school because, you know, there are people, you know, you go to trade school, like, especially being like electrician and some of these other careers, like, yo, they outpricing me now, like what they get paid and what they can do. And then not only that, just with the regular job that you talking about side hustles and all this other stuff. So there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your goal and that's your what you want to accomplish, go for it. But like I said, at the end of the day, as long as you can stand there and when you look in the mirror and you like what you see back and you okay with what you see coming back, then you didn't done something. I know it's a lot of people who went to college and hate themselves, hate the career, hate the shit that they doing, but they got to do it because they got to pay the student loans or they got to do it in order to make a living. But it's at the end of the day, it's all come back to how you can stay live with yourself.
Right. Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm going right back. Look, don't do it for anybody else. Just do it for yourself.
That's it.
And whatever you're passionate about, you know what I'm saying? Go for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's no right or wrong. It's no right or wrong. You just, as long as you
end doing it,
as long as when you finish your journey and you okay with what happened, then
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
And to piggyback off of brother, man, of don't do, as long as you're doing it for yourself and no one else. If you do it for someone else and you find out you don't like it, then you feel as though like you wasted your time for someone else's.
You got some resentment,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you do it for yourself and you find out you didn't like it, at least it's you, like, all right, well, I tried, I thought, whatever, lesson learned. But you won't be feeling the resentment because of someone else. Someone else's dream for you.
Right.
So do what is best for you. Absolute.
Anything else?
That's nah, we good. I think we hit it on the head.
All right. So, like I said, we are rolling out of here, man. Like I said, make sure that you are following us on Instagram. Make sure that you are listening to our podcast. We're on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, subscribe, comment, review, all that good stuff. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you do, we will be very appreciative. y'all thought I was going to get something. Y'all thought I was about to get something away, didn't you?
Bitch, you thought. I ain't got no money.
Right, so we just talked about that.
Right.
What about that? You want to tell us about the playlist again?
Yeah, search Drunk Words on Apple Music. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Look for our logo. All of our playlists will pop right up there for it. Go ahead and subscribe to the playlist as well. Download those things and enjoy the music.
All right. Anything else before we go?
That's it.
All right. Everybody say peace.